live on Locust. It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
We are very happy to have on our show for the very first time. She is the new head coach for the women's Drake women's basketball team. Her name's Allison Pullman.
Hey,
Good morning, coach.
Thanks for the welcome. This is great. But you know, like, you step into a room and it's got a lot of energy, and this one sure does.
Well, that's thank you. I'm sure you could teach us a thing or two, though. We get up really early. By the way, thank you so much. You did something very cool just a second ago. You brought in a hat. Explain what happened there, why you brought the hat.
Well, so I was happened to catch a little bit of the show and heard clearly that a little distaste at the smell of his hat, and I heard got a chance to hear your sniffers really, really good.
Yeah,
and,
you want to smell my hat?
No, I do not care to. But anyway, then just got a chance to bring him a brand new Drake hat.
I know, so this is awesome. This is awesome.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
That's fantastic.
Make sure you wash it occasionally this time, all right, Kurt?
I will.
So, you've been at Drake, obviously, a while as an assistant, and we're coming off a weird couple of seasons. One of my favorite things to do in the winter, I live in the Drake area. I love going to the game. So, I mean, are you feeling and hearing we're going to be somewhat like fans in there, a little bit normal as the season comes this year? What's going on?
I think it's going to, I'm just willing it to that.
Okay.
And so, I think we're just going to go with that. It's going to be normal. I know they're going to roll out our season tickets later this week.
Right.
So we're just going to go for it.
Okay.
I think we're going to say it's fans are coming back and we're going to rock the Knapp Center. And it should just be, you know, as back to normal as we possibly can be. You know, with our student athletes showing up, everybody moved in, big start to the school year. And again, there's just a cool vibe. So it's great to have them, you know, back in class, walking around campus.
Right.
So
it's all the pictures on Twitter are the first day of school pictures of all the players. But where was the first day of head coach?
Oh, yeah. I mean, our social media director's fired.
Oh, so there's an opening.
There is. As of right now.
Excellent.
Yeah. Sorry, John.
So we have to talk about the fact that you can't seem to have enough chaos with girls in your life, because you're not only the head coach of a basketball team, but you have triplets. Is that right?
That is completely accurate. And of course, they're three girls.
Wow. How old are they?
They're 15.
Okay, so is this no big deal anymore?
You know, like, I have shared, everybody's always asked, oh my goodness, I can't imagine. And I will tell you, I have loved every single stage, except for 13, 14, and 15. It has been. I would go back to diaper changing and toddling and all of it. But it has, I just hope, you know, all these people who say they have their wonderful relationship with their daughters, and I'm like, maybe at 20. We might be pushing towards 20. But
then you're probably doing something right. So it just is what it is. They'll grow up.
That's funny. So, you know, as we look ahead to the season, so what are you expecting out of the team this year?
So really looking forward to it. You know, we have 8 returners. Of those 8 returners, 2 of them are going to be super seniors. So 2 of them have decided to go ahead, you know, with the COVID year and with their eligibility of coming back to play. So that adds a sort of veteranism, I guess, to our team, especially since 2 of them are really good leaders. So we have 8 returners. We throw in 5 new freshmen who don't know any better, and they have wonderful energy. They've stepped on the floor. They've done everything we've asked them to do this summer. And then we add 1 transfer. So we're just trying to meld it all together.
Yep.
That'll be our coaching staff's job to kind of figure that all out, to put all of those pieces together. But I'm really, really excited for this team.
Yeah, and Grace Berg, I mean, your breakout star, really, from last year, right? She's quite a player.
She is quite a player.
And from Indianola, too.
Exactly. Hometown girl.
Yeah.
Can't beat it. But the best part about, you know, Grace is, like, she shouldn't be a breakout player. She should just be really, really consistent, phenomenal every time she steps across across the lines. Yeah. And mm-hmm. I think you'll see that this year as she gets more comfortable, more experience. I think we're in for a special season for her.
Okay, cool.
So non-conference schedule came out this week, and so it's Creighton's the opener on November 10th. Is
correct.
That right?
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yes. Yes. Then, get those tickets.
Yeah. Get the tickets. As you mentioned earlier, they go on sale on Friday morning, right?
Correct.
Okay. Season tickets. Is that what it is?
Season tickets. And then I think they'll roll out the single games the next week or so.
Okay.
Awesome.
And then, of course, Iowa State in town also on the 18th. So November going to be big start.
Busy. Put your blue on. Get in the Nap Center. Exactly.
All right. Well, are you enjoying everything so far? You should be.
I am. Yeah. I mean, there's no reason. You know, I've been asked the question constantly of, you've wanted to be a head coach. Have you wanted to be a head coach? And honestly, it's just about the place for me. I love Des Moines. I love Drake. It's the right time, and I couldn't be happier to be here.
Well, and everybody raves about you that I've talked to, so not that I know everybody, but Allison Pullman, she's the head coach of the Drake women's basketball team. Nice to see you, and come back soon, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
Fact. Kurt once crashed into the Val Air Ballroom. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.